Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth, who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Tuesday on this 20th day of October 2020. And I'm thrilled to have back for the second day in a row this week Jeff Thomas, who beginning in 1965 served for over 50 years as pastor of Alfred Place Baptist Church of Aberystwyth, Wales. And he's an author, a conference speaker. He has been published by Banner of Truth and Reformation Heritage Books, and is well known to be a very popular conference speaker at Reformed conferences worldwide, including those of Banner of Truth. And today we are addressing in part two of our discussion on true theology. We are discussing this time the benefits of knowing true theology. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back for the second day in a row, Reverend Jeff Thomas. And once again, for those of our listeners who are just discovering you for the first time, tell our listeners about Alfred Place Baptist Church in Aberystwyth, Wales, where you pastored for over 50 years and where your grandson now pastors.
Yeah. I went there in 65. My first daughter was born in September, and I started the first Sunday in November. So I always had two very precious members of my family, my wife and daughter, in the congregation. And then, of course, we had a second daughter and a third daughter, and there was the family pew with the four ladies sitting there towards the front. And then I'm an only child, and Dad and Mom then lived 100 miles away, and they were all excited with the grandchildren and with me, and so they sold up their house and they came to move, and they were in the congregation, and my mother's sister, she came. She was a widow, and so I had seven members of my family, and my father and mother listened intently. It was the first gospel preaching they'd ever heard, and my mother had been saved in around 1920, 100 years ago, through an uncle of hers who loved the Savior. My father had never been under gospel ministry until me, and he drank it up. And the church warmed to them and welcomed them, and my wife led the women's work, and my children were the heart of the children's group as they grew up. And there we are. My first daughter married a student that she knew in the congregation. So it was just a very blessed, happy time, a resort on the Irish Sea, a small town, bilingual, and we were very happy, and I never really had a call. God never put it in my mind to go anywhere else.
Well, if anybody wants to find out more about Alfred Place Baptist Church of Aberystwyth, Wales, if you are visiting Wales, or perhaps you already live in Wales and you need a good church home, go to alfredplacechurch.org.uk, alfredplacechurch.org.uk, and perhaps you should start considering taking a vacation to Wales, if you haven't already, and keep that church in mind. That's alfredplacechurch.org.uk. And, of course, if you want to find out more about books written by Jeff Thomas, you can go to the Banner of Truth website. That is banneroftruth.org, banneroftruth.org. And you can also go to the website for Reformation Heritage Books, and that is heritagebooks.com, I believe. Heritagebooks.com, and if that is not, I'm going by memory on that one. But he has written a number of books, and I actually would hope that you would purchase them after you... Actually, I'm sorry, I got it wrong. It's heritagebooks.org. Heritagebooks.org, not com. I'm looking at it right now. I would appreciate it if after you go to those websites to find out all the books that he has written, that you actually purchase them from cvbbs.com, Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, cvbbs.com, which is a book distributor who sponsors this show, and they carry the titles of most, if not all, the Reformed publishers all over the world. So you could get any book by Jeff Thomas, and if they don't already have it, they will order it, and that's cvbbs.com, CV for Cumberland Valley, BBS for BibleBookService.com. Well, as I mentioned moments ago, today we are discussing part two of our two-day series on true theology, and today we're going to be discussing specifically the benefits of knowing true theology, and if you could, let us know about some of those benefits.
Right. Okay. It's been a remarkable decade with works of systematic theology that have appeared. My, it is not just the great solid works of two or three volumes, Grudem, Frame, Kelly, Greg Nichols, Latham, Beakey, but popular works as well by James Montgomery Boyce and Donald MacLeod, R.C. Sproul, Lloyd-Jones. And it's interesting, Beakey and Grudem, in their systematic theology, at the end of a chapter, they give you a hymn to sing, to meditate on all you've been taught, and then to respond in doxology. And I think that's wonderful. And I think we should rejoice then that there's this new interest in dogmatic, systematic theology. And I'll give you some of the reasons. Firstly, it's an evidence that historic Christianity exists. Now, what is Iron Sharpens Iron all about? It's all about historic Christianity and its relevance and importance for 2020. That those two words are not a slogan, not a pipe dream. They are a reality. There's a river that's been running from the throne of God and the Lamb, and it's still running 2,000 years. And you see it in Augustine and the Church Fathers, and Luther and the Reformers, and John Bunyan and the Puritans, and Whitfield and Jonathan Edwards in the 18th century, and Princeton of the 19th, and in the 20th century then. Oh, the people that we hear broadcasting and writing these books. And these men are French and German and Dutch and Scots and English and Welsh and Americans. They're Anglicans, Presbyterians, Reformed, Lutherans, Baptists, Congregationalists. This river is running on and on. And it's dynamic and fresh and clean and cleansing and scholarly. And the systematics are being bought by the thousand. They've been translated into Japanese and Korean and Spanish. And when their authors speak, the conferences may have 10,000 people attending. Historic Christianity is living and spreading. And it is because of the word of Christ. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not triumph over it. And so he is confident in the endurance of his truth and its necessity and its relevance to every single Christian, this little boy, this teenage girl, this old person who's discovered the truth, and there are things that he'll give to them. Living, historic Christianity, it's alive, it's thriving, it's seminaries, it's book publishers, it's radio broadcasts. Secondly, we are delighted because systematic theology makes Christianity clearer. I was taking a mission in the university in Bangor in North Wales, and a student came up to me after a meeting, and he said with a broad grin on his face, "Define God." So this was impossible. And I just repeated to him the definition of the Shorter Catechism. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. The magnificent definition of historic Christianity. And it wiped the grin off his face, and all he could say was, "Oh." And so we start teaching children theology, the children's catechism. Their first systematic theology, pre-shorter catechism, is the children's catechism. And you know it's been set to music. Who made me? God made me. What else did God make? God made all things. Why did God make all things? For his own glory. Where do we learn about God? In the Bible book, and so on. And you know that there are several versions of the Westminster Shorter Catechism set to music. You can just find them on the web, and it's easier to memorize stuff when it's set to music. And so even children and their teachers can grasp high theology. I'm saying theology makes Christianity clearer. Thirdly, it is produced because there's a worldwide desire to know the truths of systematic theology. You think of the situation in England in 1954 when Billy Graham arrived. And Billy was preaching the gospel in Haringey Arena for a couple of months to thousands of people. And it impacted the press and the British Broadcasting Corporation. And people were going to Westminster Chapel, and they were going to Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, and they were saying, how did God make the world then? What is the state of man? Who is Jesus? Is he God? Is he man? Why did he die on the cross? What about the end of the world? And so he started his series out of which the book came, Great Doctrines of the Bible. He did it from 1952 to 1955. And it was all linked with this new interest. The common people wanted to know about systematic theology. And, you know, if we have a taste of latter-day glory, if we have an awakening, may we have one in the lands that we live in, then we have abundant materials to provide for them, to teach them. And that's a cause of rejoicing. Or again, systematic theology warns off error. You know, in 1958, I went to university. And in 1959, I was asked to become the secretary of the Christian Union, and I felt honored to be asked. And then I was given a theological basis, 10 points, a mini-theology, a very abbreviated systematics. And I was asked to sign it. I couldn't become the secretary of the Christian Union unless I held to the Christian faith. And I read it, and I knew I believed all those doctrines. And I and the other eight members of the committee, we all signed it. And I did it with joy. And now, whenever I go to speak in a university in England and Wales, the Christian Union sends me the same doctrinal basis, and they ask me to sign my agreement. That has kept the InterVarsity Fellowship, or as it's called in Britain today, Universities and Colleges Christian Fellowship. It's kept it sound. It's kept it from wandering away and following the devices, the cunning devices of men to teach what is historic Christianity. And again, I rejoice in this abundance of systematic theology because it furthers unity. I've been reading a book, the newly translated sermons on John chapter 15 and 16, preached in the Castle Church in Wittenberg by Martin Luther. Oh, they are wonderfully inspiring. And now they are newly translated. They are simple and preachy in their expensive translation. Luther preached them 400 years ago in Germany. And yet, because they are faithful to the Bible, they can bless everyone in 2020 who trusts in Christ and reads them today. A faithful work of theology is real ecumenicity. A Lutheran can bless a Baptist. On a journey, you meet some Pentecostal Christians, some people from a different denomination, and they love the Lord, and they read the Bible, and we feel one with them. I noticed how Joel Beakey's new massive work that's appearing of theology, he dedicates it to a Baptist. He's Reformed. He dedicates it to Steve Lawson. And he produces this Reformed systematic theology that he's written with Paul Smalley, who's a Baptist. And so systematics, historic Christianity, furthers unity. What the ecumenical movement has failed to do, gospel Christianity does. And again, I rejoice because systematic theology satisfies our mind's desire for systematization. You know, we listen to a sermon and we'd like to hear, my first point is this. My second point is this. My third point, we are moving. Preaching is about moving your hearers in a variety of ways. In the Bible, you have a plan of redemption. History redemption is a map, and we are on pilgrimage. Christian religion has a structure and a coherence and a development. You think of the great word of Paul, therefore. And, you know, we say, when you see the word therefore, you ask, what is it therefore? And it is saying, in the light of all that the apostle has written so far, this is the consequence for you. Romans 1 to 11, Christian theology, chapter 12, present your body a living sacrifice to God because of the theology you've received, this cause and this effect, this logic, this rationality. There's the preposition, so, as a result, seeing then, the great logic and development of the Bible. There's a really funny story Dr. Lloyd Jones used to tell about a preacher he heard. And he announced his text, and Abram rose early and saddled his donkey. The preacher then said to the congregation, he had 3 points. One, the benefits of early rising. Two, the ancient craft of saddle making. And three, a few words about the woman of Samaria. Now, where did she come from into the story of Abraham and Lloyd-Jones? And we all laughed when he told us that story. He was speaking about irrationality and the essential need for preaching is it to be lucid, for there to be order, for there to be a logical structure. And systematic theology provides this. There is much doxology, much cause for praise and thanks when we study and get engrossed in these old and wonderfully new works of systematic theology. That's the first thing, Chris, I wanted to say this afternoon.
Amen. Well, we're going to go to our first break right now, and if anybody would like to join us with a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com, and as always, please give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We'll be back with Jeff Thomas right after these messages from our sponsors.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White of the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting.
I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church in Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ today and always.
Here's what Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, had to say about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio recently.
Good to be back, Chris. I always enjoy our time. I have to say you're one of the better interviewers out there, and I've been doing this for more than 30 years.
Wow, that's some compliment. How much do I owe you for that?
you don't have to owe me anything. So we're in good shape.
I'm glad you said it on the air, so I don't have to brag about myself. Tell your friends and loved ones about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, airing live Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at IronSharpensIronRadio.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I have been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family. Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this: I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to Him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in His infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of His design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in His design. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnz, and our guest today for the full 2 hours is Reverend Jeff Thomas, who for over 50 years was pastor of Alfred Place Baptist Church in Aberystwyth, Wales, and he is an author and conference speaker globally known and loved. And we are now in part two of a two-day discussion that we began yesterday on true theology, and today we are specifically addressing benefiting from knowing true theology. Our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. If you have a question you'd like to ask, please give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA, and please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. If we could put some of these benefits of knowing true theology under a magnifying glass so that we can more thoroughly examine what this means, because as we said yesterday, sadly and tragically, there are many voices in modern day Christendom who downplay knowing true theology, the importance of it, They even might go as far as vilifying those that are steadfast and determined and serious about knowing and teaching and declaring and defining in true theology, because they think that we are deadening a what would otherwise be lively faith. They think that somehow knowing and studying and protecting and defending true theology somehow quenches the spirit, which I think is nonsense. But as far as the benefits go, I know two immediately, perhaps you could discuss in greater detail. When we know true theology, we understand ourselves better and the condition and state we're in and what we need, and we understand God much better. If you could go through those two aspects of benefits.
Yeah. Well, firstly, it's our God-given duty, isn't it, to understand what God has revealed to us. He's taken such pains in revealing through the prophets and the apostles, and especially through Jesus Christ, who he is. And, you know, you hear men say, oh, it's difficult, those big words, justification, sanctification, imputation, propitiation. Oh, it's so difficult. But boy, do they know about taxation and inflation and superannuation. Oh, they know those things. They just don't have the heart to study.
Well, they know all the stats on their favorite sporting team, whether it be professional or college.
Yeah. They'll never be able to say to God, well, I didn't understand. You never gave me the resources. God will say, didn't I give you scripture? Didn't I exhort you to search the scriptures? Didn't I give you the help of the Holy Spirit? Haven't I given you these excellent works of systematic theology? What did you do with your money? What did you study? Joel Beakey has got five simple, powerful reasons for theology. One, God has spoken. Two, God has spoken, so we must hear him. Three, God has spoken, so we must obey him. Four, God has spoken, so we must teach others about him. Five, God has spoken, so we must glorify him. And so, it's so important to grasp theology. It's a God-given duty. What does Paul say? In understanding, be men. Be children in malice, but in understanding, grow up. And then it's very profitable for our Christian living. There was a guy who wrote to John Piper. He had a problem that had troubled him for some years. He was watching pornography on his computer. Could Dr. Piper help him? And this is what Dr. Piper said. Knowing God has a powerful effect on subduing passions. So here's what I'd say when addressing men like you who've been struggling with this temptation for a long time. I say this. I don't really know how deep or strong your knowledge of God is. So here is my assignment to you to help you overcome pornography. Get a copy of A Systematic Theology and read it cover to cover over the next 6 months. And then come and we will talk again about your problem with pornography. Now, I think that's really excellent. There have been, again, some leaders, evangelical leaders, who've been revealed to be in desperate moral compromise and shame over the last months. And I wonder how familiar they have been with the mighty works of God in Scripture. Because God has given us a sword to fight against sin. It's very powerful. And that sword is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so, my friends, I know it's not enough to know your theology. I've got very dear friends, experts in theology, who destroyed their ministries because of some weakness here. But you can be seriously weakening yourself if you don't know Christian teaching. Don't presume on your grasp of theology or your degree in theology or that you went through seminary. That's not going to keep you. We are all falling, stumbling, failing men. But theology draws us into God. It helps us to have a growing relationship with God. My late friend John and his wife were dressing one morning, and he noticed that his wife had buttoned the first button in her cardigan into the second buttonhole. And then she did up all 12 buttons, and when she got to the top, she discovered her mistake.
I do that almost every day.
She'd made 12 because she'd made one fundamental mistake at first. So getting the truth right, getting the theology right, is basic. It's essential for getting right in your life, right in your church, right in your experience, right in resisting temptation, and right in your chief end, glorifying and enjoying God. And then, theology, it gives us balance. You know, our whole Christian life is a pilgrimage for balance. There are secret things that belong to God. We don't know the second coming. That's a secret thing, the date of it. There are revealed things that belong to us. Right. And you know many of those. It's your duty to bow the knee and trust in Jesus Christ and plead his life and his sacrifice as the basis of your hopes that God will accept you. Those things are very, very clear. So, the universal love of God and the election of favored sinners, they're both there in the Bible. And so, it's essential that we know the things God has taken pains to tell us. And here is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he is God, and he is man. He is God as though he were not man, and he is man as though he were not God. He is 100% human, and he's 100% divine. 100% plus 100% equals 100%. So he needs the Father to assist him, and yet he speaks and the winds and waves obey him. He never got to the point in his life where he or any of us can say, it's okay, Father, I don't need to pray, I can handle it. We go to God with a crushing sense of our weakness as creatures. So a balanced ministry, faithful to these apparent antinomies of Scripture, is essential. An all-round ministry is a balanced ministry, and systematic theology then delivers us from riding a hobby horse, or delivers us from being worldly or otherworldly. Both errors we've got to avoid. And then systematic theology protects us from error. You know, they come to our doors and they're sweet people, and their presence as they knock on the doors and give us some literature makes us feel guilty because we've got a better message than they have. And they're out on the doors, and we're always very busy. I've got some flats that I own in Aberystwyth, and some of the Christian students there, they keep leaflets and booklets ready for when these people to come around. And we got some stuff to give them. I spoke of Jesus Christ to one lady at the door, and she said, oh, we think highly of him, but we don't want to put him on a pedestal, do we? I said, I worship him. I fall at his feet as if dead. You know, our heresies develop, Chris. They develop a doctrine at a time. The liberal says to us, we're not going to divide over the infallibility of Scripture, are we? So off goes that doctrine. We're not going to divide over the doctrine of hell, are we? And so that doctrine goes. I remember chairing a meeting with Dr. Sinclair Ferguson preaching, and I was the chairman, and he was speaking on the Puritan understanding of the judgment of God. And I chaired the question session that followed. And I said to him, do you think the doctrine of eternal punishment for the unrepentant and the unbeliever is a trunk and branch doctrine, or is it a leaf and twig doctrine? Those were the words I used. And he said, oh, it's a trunk and branch doctrine. It's mightily important. It displays the character of the God who is light, who is angry with the rapist and the murderer every day. You know, there are two ways you can demolish a factory chimney. You can put scaffolding around it all the way up, and then you can demolish it brick by brick, or you can put dynamite under it and blow it up. And the liberal and the modernist approach is brick by brick. They say to us, we're not going to separate because of our difficulties with the virgin birth. We're not going to separate because we don't accept the propitiatory atonement of Calvary. We're not going to separate over the physical resurrection of Christ, the second coming. And one by one, doctrine by doctrine, Christianity is demolished. You know the story of the family in a sledge going across the frozen Russian steppes, and a pack of wolves sees them and chases them. So to speed up their flight, they start to throw out the luggage, and that helps for a while, then the wolves catch them up again. So then they throw off Grandpapa, and that slows them for a while. Then the wolf pack catches them again. Grandma, she gets thrown out next. Then the children, and then the man throws off his wife. And just as he arrives very near the city of refuge without luggage, parents, children, wife, everything else, the wolf pack falls on him, and he never gets to safety. That's what modernism does. The faith has been attacked since the Enlightenment. Doctrine after doctrine has been discarded. So that what is left today is very, very little. Fatherhood of God, the brotherhood of man. And where is their redemption from our lost state in those two doctrines? We need all of theology, all the Bible we need, because all the Bible is essential for our salvation.
Amen. And we do have an anonymous listener who says, if it were not for the theology that comes from my Reformed heritage, I would be totally in a state of despair, and who knows, might even be considering suicide because of the real difficult trials and struggles I've experienced in my life. When I know that God is in sovereign control and that he has a reason and specific purposes for everything for which I am going through, it gives me a peace that I can't explain in the midst of all the pain and agony and suffering. I know that this is not just meaninglessness that I am experiencing, and I know that God means every single minute of what I am going through for my good, ultimately. I don't understand how those who reject God's sovereign authority and control over all things could possibly find peace in their lives when they are experiencing trials, especially those of enormous magnitude, and especially, perhaps even more so, when a loved one dies without Christ. How the non-reformed can possibly sleep at night knowing that, according to their own theology, if they had only done one more kind act in the name of Christ, if they had only evangelize that person one more time or more articulately or more boldly or more patiently. You could go on and on and on with the what ifs, but we don't need what ifs when we truly trust in the sovereignty of God. Can your guest comment on the importance of believing in the total sovereignty of God, especially in the midst of painful trials?
Well, that is wonderful. Thank you very much for writing that and sending that in. I wish I could be as articulate and helpful in saying those things. You're right. What we owe to what we were taught, the catechism classes, what is man's chief end? What is your chief end? Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Not to have fun, but to honor and please God in all I do. What is my only hope in life and death? That I'm not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior. The great Heidelberg Catechism, first question and answer. And these questions that bring to us then story of a loving Heavenly Father who will not allow us to be tried above that we are able to bear, but he will, with every trial, make a way of escape that we'll be able to bear it, that he is in control, that he doesn't allow things to come into our life that are going to destroy us. He doesn't explain everything now. Why she died. Now we see through a glass darkly. But then we're going to see face to face. God is going to explain to our total satisfaction why the accident, why the loss, why the heartache that we went through. Heaven is not going to be a world where we are frustrated forever and ever, not knowing. We will be content to know the will of God for us. And the secret for that, you know, for Christian contentment, is to go to God and say, Thy will be done. Now, what I want in my life is to know my Heavenly Father's in control. And what I want is his will for my life.
Amen. And we have to go to our midway break right now. If anybody would like to join us on the air with a question of your own, send it to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, city and state and country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if it's personal and private. Also, folks, please be patient because this is the longer than normal break in the show because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle of the show so that they can localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to Lake City, Florida, which is a requirement of the FCC. They air their own public service announcements during this break and other local things while we air our globally heard commercials. So use this time wisely. Write down as much of the information for as many of the advertisers that you hear as you can so that you can more frequently and successfully patronize them. That will further ensure that our advertisers will be happy when they keep hearing from our listeners and that they will continue advertising on our show because we require their funding as advertisers to exist. We could not survive without our advertisers, so please try to keep them happy as much as you can, and send in those questions to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors with more of Jeff Thomas.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Brandon Scalf of Cruciform Bible Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chris Hatton of Grace Chapel in Sanford, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Jack Wilkie, minister of the Forney Church of Christ in Forney, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Mike Wachowski of Westminster Chapel in Ball Ground, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Cooley of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston, Massachusetts, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brock Evans from Wading River Baptist Church in Wading River, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Lasser of Crestview Baptist Church in Big Spring, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how He shall be worshipped and how He shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com, or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Today at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed.
is absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Butta Fuoco and Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in his infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of his design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in his design. Thank you.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, that solid-ground-books.com is a vital, a very, very important, essential sponsor of this program. Without their continued support, we would likely not remain on the air, barring a miracle from God. So please, whatever you can, and as often as you can, and as generously as you can, purchase books, not only for yourself to replenish your own library, but for those you love, from solid-ground-books.com, solid-ground-books.com. And you're not only going to be doing them a favor, and you're not only going to be doing us a favor by making our advertiser happy, you're going to be doing yourself and anyone for whom you purchase gifts from solid-ground-books.com a huge favor, because they carry the finest in Christian literature from the past and present. And I know that my guest, Jeff Thomas, has a great fondness for Solid Ground Christian Books and its founder, Mike Gadosh. Is that not true, brother?
Dear brother, he's preached for me. He's been to Oberosa. Chris, you've never been there yet. Yes, he's a, oh, and that work and those books. Yes, he's been a blessing to thousands of people.
Amen. And so remember to go to solid-ground-books.com as frequently as you can and as generously as you can, and keep that ministry going. Always remember to mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio whenever you make a purchase at solid-ground-books.com. Before we return to Jeff Thomas and our discussion today on the benefits from knowing true theology, we just have a couple of announcements to make. This Thursday, we have Kurt Smith returning to our program for part two of a discussion he began last Thursday on Thundering the Word, the Awakening Ministry of George Whitefield. That's this Thursday, the 22nd of October. Then on Friday, we have joining us for the very first time ever on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Tim Clary, who is the author of a massive 500-page book, hardcover, Carved in Stone, Geologic Evidence of the Worldwide Flood. And we are going to be giving away copies of this book to those blessed few people who send in good questions, good enough questions to read on the air, and are among the first to do so, to win these books, very expensive books, very massive books that you could use as a deadly weapon if you wanted to, if somebody breaks into your house. Very, very large, heavy book. And we want to thank Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, cvbbs.com, for shipping those books out, because that will certainly cost them a pretty penny in shipping costs. Then the week after Tim Clary, or next week, I should say, from the 26th through the 30th of October, the last week of October, we have a five-day tribute to the late Greg Bahnsen, who is known by many to be the father of modern-day Christian apologetics. And every day we're going to have at least one, perhaps even two or more, guests who are experts on the life, legacy, and teaching of Greg Bahnsen. Some of whom knew him personally very well, and some who have just benefited enormously from his writing and preaching and teaching and debating. So we hope that you mark a calendar for the 26th through the 30th of October for our five-day tribute to Greg Bahnsen. Also, folks, if you love this show and you do not want it to disappear from the airwaves, please go as frequently as you can to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card by doing that. I'm urging you folks to please do that, because we are in urgent need of your financial help. We are definitely in jeopardy of the possibility of going off the air if we do not have a increase in our giving and advertising. And so please help us out. If you've never given before, please consider giving to us. And if you've already given, please consider giving again, and perhaps even giving a greater amount because of our urgency in financial help. If you prefer sending in a check via snail mail, you can send that check made payable to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio to the address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpandzionradio.com. I want to thank everybody from the very depths of my heart who already is doing this. Please know that I do not take for granted or take lightly your generosity, especially during a time like this when many people are hurting financially during this COVID pandemic hysteria. And so I thank God for you every day who are helping us remain on the air through your generosity. Also, if you want to advertise with us, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com. And as long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe, you don't have to believe identically with me, but you need to be promoting something that's at the very least compatible with what I believe, then I will help you to launch that ad campaign as quickly as possible because we are in urgent need of those advertising dollars. So send that email to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. And remember, folks, please never siphon money away from your regular giving that you're accustomed to your local church where you are a member in order to give to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. In other words, don't punish your church by blessing Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. Never do that, and never put your family in serious financial jeopardy if you're struggling to survive and make ends meet already. Never further put your family in a hole by giving to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. Those two things are commands of God to provide for your church and your family. Providing for my radio show is obviously not a command of Scripture. But if you love the show, you don't want it to disappear, please, I'm urging you, please go to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio as frequently as you can, and give as generously as you can. If you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, providing for church and home, we once again are in urgent need, and we praise God every time we hear from one of you with a gift, no matter how large or small. We are in urgent need. Also, folks, if you are in need of a church home, if you, no matter where you live in the world, if you are not a member of a good, solid, Bible-believing church and you're not aware of one that's near you, I have helped people already all over the planet Earth find churches, sometimes within just a few minutes' drive of their own home, that they didn't even realize existed. So please, if you're in that predicament of not having a good, solid church, no matter where you live, I do have lists, extensive lists of faithful churches all over the world, so perhaps I can help you. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. And that's also the email address where you can send in a question to Jeff Thomas with a question on what we are discussing today, the benefits from knowing true theology. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. And we do have another listener. We have a listener from BB in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, who says, why is it that God in his sovereignty seems to have only revealed the deeper truths of his word, such as those in Reformed theology, to a certain select number of people? Not that those people were any more deserving of knowing this truth, or that they are better in any way. But for some reason, God, who is over all things in authority, has only chosen a minority of the church, it seems, to discover and cherish these precious truths that we all who are Reformed enjoy and benefit from.
Yeah, that's that question comes in a number of ways. Why so quickly after the life of Christ and his apostles did the church lose its way, and did error develop? And Paul is battling with it in one of the first letters, the oldest manuscript in the New Testament is Galatians, say. It could be the first thing to be written. And there Paul is having to deal with absolute basic things, and they'd had him as their teacher and instructor. And then in the centuries that followed, why did the church go further and further away and move into Arianism and sacerdotalism? And why then in the years following the Reformation was there a counter-Reformation? And why did liberalism rise and take over Scottish gospel churches of great vitality and love and holiness? And these churches dwindled and closed. Why did this happen, and why so few? Well, it is, the answer in the end, of course, is because of the power of the God of this world, the Spirit that now is at work in the children of disobedience, and because of the power of remaining sin in the lives of Christians, let alone that the world, men and women, are dead in trespasses and sins. The spirit of disobedience gives then people a lie and power to believe that lie. And I think we are underestimating the enormous power that the devil and sin and the attraction of the world has. We are fighting not against flesh and blood. We are fighting against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are mighty enemies, and they are doing all in their power to defeat the gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the summation and perfection of God's loving and free grace. We thought when there was an initial enthusiasm for the ministry of Lloyd-Jones and the publications of the Banner of Truth and the growth of some great preachers in America, we thought we were going to see then a mighty explosion, a great awakening. We didn't realize we were in for the long haul. And then we've got to encourage one another and say, look, brother, there's this program. There's Iron Sharpens Iron. There are these seminaries, 6, 8 of which never existed. When I came to Philadelphia in 1961, and now thousands of men are studying for the ministry. Look at the wonderful thing that's happened in Louisville with the Southern Baptist Seminary. 72 evangelical professors there, and many, many of them reformed in their theology. Think of what that might do for the largest Protestant denomination, the Southern Baptists. So you balance your bleak analysis of how dark things are with an awareness of why, because of the power of sin and the devil, and you balance it with, yet, look at the popular radio broadcasts. They are men who speak at Banner of Truth conferences. Look at the books that are coming out these days. Look at the conferences that are so well attended. We've got much to thank God for.
Yes, and there is a different phenomenon going on when God unconditionally elects his children, and when he regenerates them, it has absolutely nothing to do with anything within them at all. But there is something different about that from regenerate people when we come to a deeper understanding of God's truth, and when we become stronger and more Christ-like in our sanctification, that actually does involve our hard work and study and prayerfully asking God to prevent us from letting our own traditions and our own desires, or what makes us comfortable when we are trying to exegete the word, that may be causing us not to see some of these deeper truths that are in the word. And I'm not just laying this blame at the feet of our non-reformed brethren, because even we who are reformed don't perfectly understand the Bible. Nobody on the planet Earth perfectly understands, and nobody will until we are face to face in glory for eternity with Christ. But isn't there, in a different way than God's election and his regeneration of lost sinners, which does not involve us and our input, doesn't our understanding of the deeper truths of Christian teaching, doesn't that involve us plowing in and plunging into the Word and rolling up our sleeves and doing some hard work?
Of course. There's something good about a fight, isn't there? And, you know, one of the Puritans, he says he would rather be felled by a lion than stung by a crowd of wasps. That's true. It's a big, mighty enemy we're up against. Well, then, let's be strong. Strong in our battle against him. And let's go back again and again to the sovereignty of God, because he's in charge. Of him, through him, to him are all things. So we've got to be careful when we say, you know, I don't understand why God is doing this, such and such. As we don't understand, but we will understand one day. Let's trust and obey him.
Amen. And let's see here. We do have John in Bangor, Maine, who asks, can you give us at least a brief list of those things that you think are scriptural truth that cannot be strayed from, ignored, or rejected in order to be a truly obedient and honorable Christian?
Wow. Ooh. You're asking for what are the, what I described as the trunk and branch truths of the gospel, which are summarily comprehended in the brief confessions of faith that Christian organizations, some Christian schools, and missionary societies have adopted as their basis. 10 great points of doctrine. And they are important. And they would be, of course, the trustworthiness and truthfulness of the Bible, the Trinity, the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and these three are one God, that Jesus Christ is 100% God and 100% man, and these two natures are not intermingled. But he is one person. He never says, but we say unto you. He always says, but I say unto you. And then the way of salvation is through Jesus Christ. It's through his righteous obedience as the second Adam to the law of God and his submission to the judgment of the law of God for sin and for sinners when he dies as our substitute vicariously on the cross. And then there is the great solus of the Reformation. We're saved then by God's grace alone through our faith in Jesus Christ alone, and to the glory of God alone, by what we believe is the authority of the Bible alone speaking to us. And then the Holy Spirit is a person, and he has inspired Scripture, and he enlightens and illuminates our minds, and he regenerates us, and he makes us new creations, and he comes and sets up his abode in us. And then the church are the people of God, and we should all belong to a gospel congregation. And then there is the end of the world coming, when no man knows it, but Christ will come and all his holy angels with it. The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and there will be then the great resurrection, and all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we must receive our eternal destinies from his lips. And there will be the eternal state. There will be the bifurcation of humanity. There will be a heaven as a gift and a hell that is deserved. And there will be a new heavens and a new earth where righteousness will dwell. And those are the fundamental doctrines, briefly summarized by me, which are all non-negotiable, which you receive because God emphasizes in proportion those great truths.
Amen. And we're going to go to our final break right now, and it's going to be much more brief than the last two breaks. So if you'd like to join us, send in that question before we run out of time to chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please, as always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We'll be back with Jeff Thomas right after these messages from our sponsors.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics in Islam at the Toronto Baptist Seminary, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jeff Downs of Knox Reformed Presbyterian Church in Mechanicsville, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Mark Grimaldi of Grace Reformed Baptist Church of Long Island in Merrick, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Scott Pasolo of the Master's Church of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kevin Vigneault of the Bible Church of Port Washington, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Andrew Smith of Christ Reformed Community Church in St. Augustine, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Clint Leiter of Highway M Chapel, Sedalia, Missouri, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot.
Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
This is Pastor.
Pastor Bill Sasser, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Ironson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Welcome back. This is Chris Ironson, and we have been discussing with our friend Jeff Thomas, author, conference speaker, pastor, benefiting from knowing true theology. And if you'd like to join us on the air, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com if you have a question. And we do have Bobby in Hartsdale, New York. And Bobby in Hartsdale, New York says, don't you think that sometimes we who are Reformed isolate those that disagree with us too much outside of our fellowship, and therefore we're preventing them, other than the grace of God, from hearing and discovering and embracing these truths that we hold to be precious? We act as if that they should know these things without having the benefit of fellowship with brethren who already know them.
Yeah, well, I wrote a biography of a great construction leader, Ernest Riesinger. And
oh, yes, he's the founder of the church where I'm a member.
Yes, right. And there we are. Ernest was the very antipathy of how our brother has described some Reformed people. He was involved with people and took them out for meals and had time to them and played softball with them and spoke to them and cared for them. And he's a great example to me of what personal evangelism should be. We have to give a reason for the hope that's in us. Well, because people are asking us, you know, you're such a hopeful guy. You seem to be so positive, and oh, look at the COVID-19 now, and look at the trouble it's doing, and look at the political state, where are our leaders? And people are so pessimistic. But you are not. What's your reason? And you give a reason, and you give it meekly, don't you? And you give it with reverence and respect, because once you start to feel superior to someone and are talking down to him, you lost him. He's someone that's created by God who will live as long as God, and you want to win him over. And so you are much in prayer, and there are the great commands. Go into all the world. Don't wait for people to come to you. You go and make disciples of them. Where are you going? Where's your mission field? Your family, your neighbors, the men and women you work with, these are the places where God has put you. And so a man once said to me, you know, we shouldn't pray, God use me. We should pray, God make me usable. And that's what you should do. Make me a clean vessel, a holy vessel. Fill me with love for Jesus Christ. Build me up in grace and faith, so that I can be a clean vessel through whom the flowing Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ can come out and meet people. We really do need to be evangelistic, and that comes from having a close walk with Christ, that he's the most important person in the world to us. And so we must pray what John the Baptist prayed when he spoke to Jesus. He said that he must decrease and Christ must increase. And let that be our prayer in the weeks to come.
Praise God. We have, let's see here, we have RJ in White Plains, New York. And RJ says, don't you think that very all too often reformed people like us are not realizing that we have no reason to be timid when being out in the public square engaging in public dialogue and discussion and debate with those outside of our faith. People seem to think that if we allow those who disagree with us to be involved in public disagreement, that they will be deceived by those who are our opponents. But we have to remember that those who are of God's elect will not be deceived. I'm not saying that we should be flippant and haphazard by exposing falsehood to true children of God, but at the same time, we should not be paralyzed in fear, and which would prevent us from being involved in these public open exchanges with those who have not yet embraced the gospel. I guess he's probably talking about debates and things like that that are done in an orderly and, I would say, a gracious manner, not ugly, nasty exchanges in public, but those, like I have been involved in organizing debates for many years, since 1995 when I organized my first debate, and some have criticized me because they say I'm giving a public forum to an unbeliever, but I don't think that my beliefs in the doctrines of grace should not permit me to be timid about things like that. So I'm echoing what our listener is saying. What do you have to say about that?
I wish I'd had more opportunity. I would become more familiar with the arguments that people bring up, and Rosario Butterfield is a wonderful Christian pastor's wife who now debates in universities the Christian view of sexuality. She's doing a wonderful work there. And when we admire her and say, how do you manage it? How do you cope? And she says, well, really, there's only about four different angles, four different questions that they bring to me when they ask me about lesbians and homosexuals. And I've heard them so often, and it's become much easier for me. Of course she's dependent on the Holy Spirit for his assistant, and she's dependent on the knowledge that the Bible gives her, and she walks with God, and then God opens up more opportunities for her. She has obviously prayed, Lord, make me usable. And then he has, and he is using her. Maybe that's why you and I are not being used as much in defending the faith publicly as we should, because we're not as knowledgeable and as caring and as holy and as patient and as discerning and loving as we need to be. And so, I hope you will grow more, and I will grow more in grace, and that we will have more opportunities entrusting us for this defense of the faith. I am set for the defense of the gospel.
Amen. And we have an anonymous listener who says, I am in a church that is not reformed, and I am finding myself more drawn to these teachings. Could you recommend to me, please, the finest in commentaries and other books, other than the Bible, of course, that would help me better understand these doctrines known as Reformed and Calvinist?
Yes, there are a number of Ballantrae paperbacks, like Walt Chantry's Today's Gospel, and Ian Murray's The Forgotten Spurgeon. And there is a book by Arthur Pink called The Sovereignty of God. And one of the best books on the doctrine of election is by R.C. Sproul, Chosen by God. There are excellent simple introductions to Christianity, and the more you start to read those books I mentioned and follow up, one book will mention another, and you will move on from one to another. And there are excellent broadcasts during the week, some of the fine preachers on the radio today. I mean men like Alistair Begg. They are exceptionally powerful. And we listen to John MacArthur on our way to the church prayer meeting every... He broadcasts in London every Wednesday night from 7 to 7.30. And he's on at that time nearly every day of the week. Grace for You. Those are popular, living, vital presentations of the gospel. We read day by day a daily portion of scripture called Table Talk, which the Ligonier publishers bring out. And that, again, is a wonderful introduction in simple, short passages on the great truths of the Reformation. And so those would be some of the things that I would recommend to you.
I am immediately reminded of a book that has changed titles that I gave to a dear friend of mine who is actually a sponsor of this program, a major sponsor, Dan Buttafuoco, who's an attorney. You hear his ads every day in this show. Dan was an elder in the Assembly of God, a Pentecostal denomination, and he still is a member of that denomination. He has just retired from being an elder. But back in the 1990s, I gave him a book that at the time was titled Grace Unknown, and today it is retitled What is Reformed Theology? Understanding the Basics. And that's, again, by R.C. Sproul, and it's published by Baker. I gave that book to Dan as a Christmas present back in the 90s, and he said, are you kidding me? You're giving me propaganda for a Christmas present? And he called me up on New Year's Day and said, brother, I have not been asleep. I could not fall asleep. I could not put this book down you gave me. I believe in every word that R.C. Sproul is teaching in this book. And Dan remains a believer in the doctrines of sovereign grace to this day. So I highly recommend that book, and you can get that at cvbbs.com. cvbbs.com. Also, any book on theology and doctrine at solid-ground-books.com would be excellent. They only carry excellent books, solid-ground-books.com. And let's not forget that our guest today, Jeff Thomas, has quite a number of books that he has written. Banner of Truth, for instance, publishes his book, Philip and the Revival in Samaria, and Reading the Bible, and the book that he mentioned before, Ernest Riesinger, a biography. Those are all available at banneroftruth.org, banneroftruth.org. And also, Reformation Heritage Books. They publish What is True Religion? Cultivating Biblical Godliness by our friend Jeff Thomas, and Reading the Bible. And
You Could Have It All.
Yes.
Right, that's the latest.
And Brownlow North, the all-around evangelist, and there are other books as well that you could get at heritagebooks.org, heritagebooks.org. And by the way, you could get all of these books at the website of our sponsor, Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, cvbbs.com, cvbbs.com. Well, I want to thank you once again, Jeff Thomas, for being such a wonderful guest on our program. I look forward to having you back. If you could hold on the line when we go off the air, I'd like to schedule our next interviews. And I'd like to thank all of our listeners, especially those who took the time to write. I hope you all always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.